Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schusli mikmas of Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Shem Yishmuel, Parshas Ve'eschanan. We'll start with the piece B'Medrash Rabba, Eicha Sof Perek Aleph. Chatu B'Kiflaim D'Chsiv Chet Chata Yerushalayim V'Lako B'Kiflaim D'Chsiv Ki Yilakha Miyad Hashem Kiflaim B'Chol Chataseo U'Misnachanim B'Kiflaim D'Chsiv Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yoyimar Alekechem D'Shabbos is Shabbos Nachmu. And the Medrash says that the Jewish people sinned a double sin, Chet Chata Yerushalayim, double Lashon Chet Chata. They got Laku B'Kiflayim, they were lashed doubly, because it says, Ki Lakha Miyad Hashem, they took from Hashem, Kiflayim, double, B'chol Chata Oseh, of all their sins. And then Misnachem, and then Nacham is also Kaful, in the Kfula, because it says, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, a double Lashon. A lot of perushim on this medrash, so this we're going to go with the Shai Mishmils. Haperush hinei mitzvah goreret mitzvah, ve'avera goreret avera. Obuchen kol averus she'oisa she'nigroes achar avera rishayna, kulam heim ba'avera rishayna b'koach. Since a mitzvah is goreret mitzvah, a mitzvah draws you to another mitzvah, and an avera draws you to another avera, that means that b'koach, all of the averas were in the first avera. But if a person does tshuva, even if afterwards he does an aveira, there is no connection now between aveira number 2 and an aveira number 1. And it's well known what Tosis in Chagiga says in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil Lo, that when do we say called Haomed LeShichur, Kamanda Meshuchur, that if somebody is about to be freed, it's as if he was already freed. That's only if he was freed. But if he died and he wasn't freed in the end, we don't consider him commander mishuchor as if he was already freed before. So we can say the same thing here. That when do we consider the later avera as a result of the first avera? That when the second avera is already done, when you did the first avera, that's only when you didn't do tshuva in the meantime. But if a person did tshuva in the meantime, so he detached himself from that first avera, and the second avera cannot be attributed to that first avera, because tshuva disconnects avera number 1 from avera number 2. He's finished with avera number 1. He did tshuva. But since the Jewish people didn't do tshuva in the meantime, and they sinned again, so all of the averas are now mityaches to the first avera. They all relate back to the first avera, because the first avera b'koach and potential encapsulated contain all of the future averas. And that's pshat chatu b'kiflayim, that chet is a milas chet hi makor. It's a source. The sin is the source of sin. To teach us that because they had a makor mushchas, because they had a bad source, a corrupted source, they came to other sins, and everything relates back to the first sin, and therefore the onesh was b'kiflayim. That besides all the tzaris rabus veroz shebo aleihem, odzos higdil shel ragli atzaris leicholam lasak b'avodas Hashem b'torah b'tefilah k'day liskos al yadam l'chay olam haba, v'nimtza she'avdu shnei olamos. So they came to this onish b'kiflayim, that besides all of the tzaris that they got, now they don't have the mindset and the freedom to be osek in Torah and mitzvahs, and they lost both worlds. The Rambam says in the 9th parak of Hilchos Tshuva that Tachlis Hanakam Shenakam and Rishayim is Sheyachlu Yichlu Yemeim Bebehalo Bepachad Velo Yiyalem Leiv Panu Velo Guf Shalim L'Azus HaMitzvahs Ubizman Shalim Tarut Ba'olam Hazeh B'Choliv Mulcham B'Veravo Neinu Misasik Lo B'Chochmo Velo B'Mitzvahs Shem Zorichim L'Chai Olam Haba. That when the Goyim give the Jews trouble, that causes that the Jews are not able to be Osek in Torah and Mitzvahs anymore. So we don't want to get back at the Umas HaOlam. The Rambam says that they should be punished so that we can feel like we're stronger than them, we finally beat them up, but that we should be punished to Torah and Mitzvahs. Because if a person is Tarud B'Olam Hazeh, if he's busy with all of his Tzaris, we all know, we've all had this experience, it's very hard to serve Hashem. So having bounty, and when things are good, were able to serve Hashem, but when the Jews were punished, they lost out on both. Not only were they punished and they were suffering here, but they also lost the next world because they didn't have the peace of mind to properly serve Hashem. So just like the first sin encapsulates the second sin, chatu b'kiflayim, they were also nenash b'kiflayim. The first onesh encapsulated the second onesh. The first onesh was the fact that they were not able, they were punished, that they were suffering, and then that encapsulated onesh number two, which was now they can't get olam haba. They lose out in olam haba as well. So one brought about two, just like the first sin brought about the second sin. So two, well, the first onesh brought about the second onesh, the fact that they were punished, all the tzaras that they had, that brought about the second sin, that they weren't able to properly serve Hashem v'zoch t'chai olam haba. And that's the nechama b'kiflayim, that besides that we're going to have in the future toiva v'shalom v'shalva, we're going to have goodness, we're going to have peace, we're going to have serenity, we're going to have day of a chachma v'emes, as it says in the pasuk k'molod day as Hashem. The world is going to be filled with knowledge of God, and it says in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph, we're not going to have to teach each other, everyone's going to know on their own, we're all going to be on such a high spiritual level. And it says, and I'm going to remove your hearts of stone, and you're going to have hearts of flesh, and then we'll be zoche in this world and also for the next world. Not only are we going to get a gevaldik reward then, but it's going to be a double reward that God's going to consider it as if all the days of the galus we had been oisik in Torah mitzvahs. Like the Ramami Pano writes in Mamre Chikar Adin, Chelek Aleph Perek Aleph, that that's the parish Samchenu Kimos Inisanu. What does it mean, Samchenu Kimos Inisanu? Make us joyous like the days of our suffering. In other words, you should give us schar even on the days that we were mevatel mitzvahs machmas ones, because Nebuch Jews throughout history weren't able to learn because we have so many tzaras. So consider it as if we were samech b'simcha shel mitzvah even in those days that we had tzaras and inuyim that prevented us from being osek in mitzvahs, and consider it as if we had been osek in mitzvahs, because chashav adam lasus mitzvah nanas lasa malav kasav kilosa brachas vav. If you had an ones and you weren't able to do the mitzvah, so God considers it as if you actually did the mitzvah. So this is the case that, like we saw, that when the world is going to be filled with knowledge of God, nothing is going to prevent us from serving God completely and totally, and then we're going to get the schar also for the future. We're going to get the schar also for those days that we weren't able to be osik b'Torah in the past. That's the double schar. That not only are we going to get the schar in the future, but it's going to be considered that all the days in the past that we weren't able to be osik b'Torah, it's as if we were osik b'Torah. Why? Because you see, in the future, when we're osik b'Torah and we no longer have tzaras, that the only reason we weren't learning earlier is because things were just too rough. So that is the Nechama B'Kiflayim. Just like the Chet is B'Kiflayim, that the first sin encapsulates the second sin, so too the Nechama is B'Kiflayim, the Onish is B'Kiflayim, that the first Onish encapsulates the second Onish. Like we said, that they had the Onish itself, and then now they weren't able to get Olam Haba, do mitzvahs, so that's a double Onish. And so too the Nechama is going to be B'Kiflayim, because we're going to not only have a wonderful world to live in, a beautiful world, we'll be able to say Torah mitzvahs, but that's going to encapsulate within us also that we're going to be considered the days that we weren't able to serve Hashem, that we were suffering so much, it's as if we were being mekayim the mitzvahs, because we've proved from the fact that now look at how well we're doing the mitzvahs, it must be that if things had been good earlier, we also would have been mekayim the mitzvahs. So that is a double nechama, a very, very beautiful shame, Mishmuel. It says in the pasuk in this week's parasha, Yom Zera'inu, Jews hear the Seres Hadibris and they say, "Whoa! We hear that God can speak to man and he'll live. So now why should we die? If we continue hearing, or mommy's going to die, I would rather hear from you. So the kasha is, what do you mean? They saw ki yadabra sa'adam v'chai. So why are they saying v'ata lama namus? It's a stira minei obe. They first said, oh, you see, God can speak to man and he'll live. Now we're going to hear God, we're going to die? Psh, can't be. We can't die. Please help us. What's the pshat? You just heard God and you remained alive? So we can understand this based on the Gemara in Shabbos. That with every dibur that came out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the souls of the Jews left them. As it says, Nafshi Yotze B'dabra. And after this soul left the first time, for the first dibra, so how are they makabal the second? So Chazal say that God brought a dew of life that's going to be Mechayim Mesim and gave them life again. So it's known that everything that's given from Shemayim is al yedei soros hatachtonim, like Rashi says in Bereishis, v'adam laya ayin la'avodas hadama, he's not makir b'toivos and shel gishamim. So when a person knows that he needs this gishamim, he's going to daven for it. So you have to have a soros from here. So we can also say that the Jewish people had such a shtok because they hear the dibur, even though they knew that their neshama was going to go out, they were ma'oira this tal shel tchiya. And therefore they realize that if God teaches them the whole Torah this way, they're not going to have the same ishtokokus as the famous Yisod. Ki ein choyze ki chasidus b'tchilasa. There's nothing strong like chasidus at the very beginning. Vayachaviv aleim adibur me'od. And the dibur is very chaviv. But the beginning, it's more powerful, more potent. The slavas that you start with. And then afterwards, it's going to be like Hergel, they're not going to have the tshuka anymore. And then they're going to die, but they're not going to have the tal shel tchiyah. Because the tal shel, they were more with their shtokakus, but now they're not going to have a shtokakus. They said, better Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't hear any more from Hashem, we're going to die. So that's pshat. Ki yadabra elokim b'sadam b'chai. We saw that God spoke to man and he lived. Ba'ata, but now we're going to die. Lama namas, why should we die? Because now we don't have the same eslavas. It's going to be like old news if God keeps teaching us. And then we're not going to be zochah to this. We're not going to merit this dew of life. So Moshe Rabbeinu, please, you take up the reins. Beautiful. Or another pshat is Alpi Mamar Chazal, that if you're Moiser Atzmal Kiddush Hashem Amanas Lasus Lo Neis, but you're assuming it's on condition that a neis is going to be done, then you don't get the neis. So they had a neis because they were Moiser Nefesh, not Almanas to get a neis. But now they realize they were having Nisim, they're going to do it now Almanas to have a neis. And then they're not going to be zochah to the neis. They said lama namus, beautiful. So today is Tu B'Av, and it's kedai to learn a shtikel on Tu B'Av, Mishnah B'Tainis. L'hai, we're skipping a little bit in the Shem Yishmuel, the end of the year, the end of Ayin Beis, the end of Ayin. Excuse me. There were no good days for the Jewish people like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. The nirit ki yadua shein shum dover nirgash kol kach rak mapas hipucho kisun or menachoshech. Everybody knows the rule in life, but when do you feel things the most? You feel things the most when there's a contrast, when it's light from darkness, when a person's almost going to die and then they're given life again, they're so happy to be alive, as opposed to somebody who's been alive the whole time. That's pshat, why people like to do dangerous things. They like that thrill of feeling alive. They almost died. So all the yamim tovim are yamei kiruv v'adam el Hashem Yisbarach. But they're not coming from days that are hipuch mizeh. They don't feel it as much. Like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because the earlier time, pre-Tu B'Av and pre-Yom Kippur, were times of Yisrachakus. Because before, Tu B'Av, it says, V'richak Hashem es Adam, Yishaya Paragvav, as it says in Koheles, Eis Lerchok, time of distance, it was just Tisha B'Av, Neira Nairois, wasn't such a time of Kirva. And before Yom Kippur was Smol Doiche, and that's the Aftar we say in Rosh Hashanah, Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, Merachok Hashem Nirali. So the Iskarvus and the Ava is much more evident. It's much more felt. Because beforehand we had this srachakus, this distance, and now we have this tremendous closeness. We feel it much more, right? After, you know, if you'll excuse the example, after the girl dumps you, and then she takes you back, she says, "No, I regret it. I really love you." So you feel so much better than had she not dumped you in the first place, because you know you almost lost her, and you were so far away, and you felt rejected. Ah, she loves me again. So the Jewish people, Avdil, Kadosh Baruch Hu, same way with the boy, works both ways, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kibiyachal our husband, and we were so Rachok on Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, Merachok Hashem Nirali, and now he takes us back, so we feel it. And the famous Ramban, that every Ava, Im Tehiru Im Toris, Ava Chetechpatz, that when the Ava comes, you have to turn it into a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. And therefore, what's the Chefetz of the Mitzvah here? So it says, Mikan Ve'elech Mandaloy Moisif, it says in Tainus, Lamed Aleph, that you better be Marbe Torah. The Chefetz is this Gabris HaTorah, there's a time of more learning. And after Yom Kippur, is Sukkis, Vimino Techabkeni, right? Smola Tachas Roshi, Vimino Techabkeni, Smola Tachas Roshi is Rosh Hashanah. Could also be Yom Kippur to a certain extent, even though Yom Kippur Hashem takes us back. We're still not as close, but comes the Rosh, comes Sukkis, and then Sukkis Hashem is Yamino Techapkeni. He hugs us with his right hand. If you look at somebody hugging, so you take the upper part of the arm from the elbow up, and then the lower part of the arm from the elbow to the wrist, and then the hand leaning around. So that's three walls, two walls, and the third a tefach. So that's the Sukkah. That's the Yamino Techapkeni. That's the hug. And that's why in Sukkot we have a lot of mitzvahs, achetechbats. The Medrash mentions seven mitzvahs. Bikur Rabba, Parashalam, and Simon Beis. And Misprashev is a klal. V'utachlus haribu v'ayim mitzvahs en kelim l'hocha b'soich en ava harabba. And these are all the kelim to contain within them the great love that Hashem has for us. So we have all these mitzvahs in Sukkot, and we have all these mitzvahs now that you have to be Mosef in Torah. That's the Skabris of Torah. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we learn the shtickel on the parsha, we learn on the Haftorah, and we learn on Tu B'Av. So it's very, very delicious. All the Torah was very, very gishmak, and we should be zochet to learn a lot more Hashem Yishmul together. Other svarim, l'ilmodu l'lameid l'shmar v'las l'kayim is called divrei salma terasa v'yahava. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.